This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's talk about Falcons training camp from yesterday. Mike, you did mention that we didn't even talk about the one-on-ones from yesterday. So what were you seeing?
Well, first and foremost, there was a very famous 15th overall pick that was participating in one-on-ones yesterday, and that was Mr. Jalen Walker. I was stoked to see what I saw out of Jalen Walker because there are questions, obviously, about his health and about – you know, the injury that he's dealing with and things going on. Haven't seen that much of him rush the passer. He was giving a two-way go on the offensive lineman that he was rushing against that I don't think anybody else was able to give yesterday. And what I mean by that is a lot of edge rushing out of, you know, James Pierce, Khalid Kareem, you know, Leonard Floyd, guys like that. Jalen Walker's burst off. And, of course, you know, like I said, he's going against Jack Nelson, who's another draft pick. But he was able to really push the inside and rush the inside shoulder of Jack Nelson just as much as he was rushing the outside shoulder. I probably watched three reps of Jalen Walker go at it, and I think that's one of the things that makes him so special. He's not just an edge rusher where he rips up the edge and kind of pushes the backside of the pocket and pushes the quarterback up in the pocket. He's able to really get to the inside shoulder and work the B-gap and work inside between the guard and the tackle on some of his pass rush moves. I thought it was spectacular. I thought he looked like he was playing with some explosion, and I've been really cautious on what my thoughts seem to be about him moving towards the season, but he looked like a guy that's ready to step in and help, and I think that was really encouraging for me because we just haven't seen much of him.
You've seen more than I have of him then, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. When he was in, the first day or two, mm-hmm. He's on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, and you just couldn't see much, and I haven't seen him in pads at all. Yesterday, I think it was the first time I could really see any action from him, and I did miss the one-on-one. So I like what I hear, though.
It was good, man. And like I said, I'm not hyping him up just for the sake of hyping him up. I just think that every single person out there was going, oh, okay, there's Jalen Walker. He's suited up in full pads, and you never know what you're going to get when somebody. When's the last time you think he's done a one-on-one pass rush? I mean,
I'm sure he did it at Georgia.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we're talking about, you know, not a year ago, but a long time.
Right.
And so for him to suit back up and hasn't gotten many reps at all in full pads, to see him go out there and do that, I felt a lot better about that situation after yesterday.
But everything you're telling me is what I expect to hear from the second best player in the draft defensively, because that's what I thought he was coming out. You know, when doing the draft process, I thought he was the second best player on defense in the draft. I mean, Travis Hunter, you can put in there, but he's not even, I mean, we'll get to it later, but I don't even know if he's a defensive player at this point anymore. So I thought Jalen Walker was one of the best defensive players overall, other than, what's my guy from Penn State?
Abdul Carter.
Yeah, Abdul Carter.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that, but as you know and as Falcons fans knows, you never know what to expect until those guys are able to get out here and hit the ground running. It's just the fact that we haven't seen him. It's just like, you know, you start worrying. I mentioned yesterday numerous times, thank God for James Pierce, because mm-hmm. if not, we're talking about the absence of Jalen Walker, not Jalen Carter. Jalen Walker. And so you got James Pierce out here, and we've been able to focus on that. But I'm just telling you, man, he had that explosion. It was not like a gimpy, like, you know, I've been in the training room for 5 days.
Right,
it was
right.
Like a, I'm about to make somebody look stupid out here. And that's exactly what, you know, he pretty much did.
Is there any chance that he will be playing on Friday, or is that going to be – I mean, is it just kind of up in the air
at this
point?
I wouldn't want him to. I mean, I don't – look, there's so many intricate details that happen inside of these locker rooms and coaches' meetings, and that's the decision that's probably coming up from the higher-ups.
Right.
You know, when you talk about a 15th overall pick, I think it would be ridiculous when you talk about, you know, you're not playing probably your top 22, 24 guys on Friday night. You know, I would have to think that he's one of those guys that would sit down, and not just because he's a first-round pick, but because he's been injured. So what's the point in putting him out there at this stage in training camp?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So Bijan Robinson did speak after practice yesterday, and he was talking about the defense and how they have a whole new attitude this year.
I hate to, like, say stuff early because, like you just said, we got to go out there and do it. But, I mean, the defense has changed, man. Like, you know, they're super athletic, which is great, but the mentality's changed. Like, they're more aggressive. They're playing for each other. They're, you know, everything that Brick says to them, like, they listen and they do it. And it makes us happy. Obviously, like, some practices I'd be getting pissed off because, like, I'm like, bro, like, you know, we're trying to break everything, like, all the time as an offense. And we're trying to create these explosives in the run game and the pass game, which we'll do. But, like, they're so energetic. And if they make a big play, like, they're going to make it known. They're going to come to your face. Like, they're going to, yeah, we here. Like, you know, just, like, get excited. And, you know, for us, like, that's what we want. You know, we want them to be like that. We want them to set that edge, have that edge, because we're going to bring it on our side. So they bring it on their side, too. Like, we'll be a hard team to stop.
I think when you hear him say he's frustrated, well, because one, they're being kept from making those plays, but I think more is that it makes him mad when they can't and the defense is talking trash, which is what you want. That's that competition that you talk about. And when that's what I was trying to – Steak and I were having this conversation. He's like, I don't care if he has edge and if he gets in fights. You know, you got to do it on the field. And I'm like, what
– What about James Pierce.
Yeah, talking about yeah. James Pierce. And I was like, well, what you're missing is that's bringing attitude and edge and a pulse to the defense that I feel like we've missed in the past. Yeah, guys have made, you know, if they made a big play in the secondary, they've jumped up and down. But that intensity, every play at practice, that changes things. I think you know that.
Yeah.
You played against, when you were in college, you went every day against an elite defense.
Yeah, I definitely did and had a chance to go against, you know, elite defenders here during training camps and on a regular basis. So I'm with you. I think, you know, before we get back to the Bijan thing, talking about James Pierce and I just think the best teams have, I think identity is way overused. I think personality. I think if you can identify what the personality is of your defensive front, your defensive line, are they gritty? Are they tough? Do they play with it? I think when you can identify a personality, I think James Pierce is one of those presences in this training camp that has given them a personality. Now, whether or not the rest of them have bought into it, I don't know. It's one of those things where the rookie comes along, he's making a splash, and you're like, you haven't even made a regular season tackle yet. But once you get into the season and those guys start making plays, it's the same thing AJ and Jesse said to us, where it's like, if he's making plays, I don't care what he's doing.
But doesn't that bleed over, right? Like, if one guy is bringing energy – and it can kind of – and, yeah, it might be making a play in practice, and it does get kind of, okay, great, dude. It's like the third week of training camp. Like, we get it. You've got energy. But when you make a play like that in a game, to your point, like, that starts to bleed over, and it just start – it kind of creates – identity is overused, and so is all of these all these other, you know, media coded words that we talk about, you know, what's in a building and all that stuff. But you feed off of the energy on the field when a guy makes a play, and then it kind of amps you up, and then you go make a play. It's like when you – how often do we see a punt fielded inside the 20 and the guy makes a big tackle or a kickoff return, and then – or a team gets a turnover and the offense has momentum and goes right down the field and vice versa, right? Like, those things kind of they feed off each other, and when you're having that energy and that attitude, other guys pick up on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On it. Yeah, it's just it's momentum builders, and I think that's, you know, that's what James Pierce can bring to the table. To go back to the Bijan thing before we move on and talking about, you know, his possible frustrations and about how good the defense is going to be, it is interesting to hear that. When I was running wide zones concepts, mostly in college, and that's what I'm talking about, like Mark Inger winning the Heisman, we did a lot of cut blocking. Like cut blocking on the backside of wide zone and stretch zone for us was a staple, but you couldn't do it during training camp. The offensive line here, as much wide zone as they run, they don't really cut block, even in the games. And obviously a lot of that's been outlawed, and I think one of the reasons they don't do it as much is because it's hard to draw a line. I think you're worried about penalties and flags. But there's a lot of gray area in a run game in training camp practices because bodies are going all over the place. You know, certain linebackers that are very smart have already diagnosed the play because they've seen it probably 100 times at this point, what motions you're doing and what things you're trying to work on as an offense. And so it can muddy the waters a little bit. And so I think that's kind of what Bijan's pointing to. But there's also a level of, like we talked about, the chaotic defensive front that is trying to penetrate and get in the backfield and make plays that I think that's what's got us all excited to look towards the regular season under Jeff Olbert.
Well, and Bijan did have more to say yesterday after practice, especially about the offense. So we're going to get to that later on in the show. But coming up next, we had a chance to talk with Phil Steele. We'll play back some of that audio for you, and we've got my Allie Mack drop. I'm curious about the trip yesterday home from Falcons training camp, or if this one trip was just an anomaly. That is next with the morning shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.